On the Clazzy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, we discuss the latest social media campaign, hashtag MeToo. Big Mal has some suggestions for Lisa Wilkinson. And did you hear about the cop who got his car stolen after leaving the keys in the ignition?
Mm-hmm.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber know what's cool. A house that's fitted with a Panasonic energy-efficient premium inverter from Ford and Doonan Air Conditioning.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Now, with Hollywood and pretty much all of the world looking at Harvey Weinstein in the last couple of weeks and what's been going on, it's really raised a lot about sexual harassment in the workplace and anywhere, really. It's brought up catcalling in the streets and all sorts. And there's this hashtag that's been doing the rounds, particularly in the last 24 hours. You might have seen it. It just says hashtag MeToo. And the premise of it was that it said, if all women who have been sexually harassed or assaulted wrote Me Too as a status, then we might get a sense of the magnitude of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So people started sharing it. I changed mine. I changed mine to people. So it wasn't just women. I said if all the people who had been sexually harassed or assaulted.
Yep.
But my news feed was flooded with it.
Okay.
Like there was not a person on my newsfeed that didn't have the status of Me Too, which was just this really horrifying thing of, it did actually show the magnitude of the problem that I don't think I've ever met a woman in particular, and as I know there's plenty of men too, but I've never met a woman who has not been sexually harassed or assaulted, which isn't that a ghastly thing to think of?
Well, to varying levels of harassment as such, but all as bad as each other in so many ways.
Well, I guess, because, you know, and certainly, I mean, I don't know how you go, well, what's worse? I mean, certainly if you're talking about sexual assault, then that's obviously a lot more serious than being catcalled in the street, for sure.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can't go anywhere or do anything without being harassed or, you know, and that no one's made it through their life so far without having that is astounding.
Yes.
Just an unbelievable thing.
Not surprising, really.
It's not. And that isn't that sad? That we think that we've come so far and we think that we're all educated and that we're all learning about this and yet nothing has changed.
Like, do you not think so? I think things are changing. I mean, the mere fact that this is a thing and such a wave of opinion and of people revealing their positions tells me that things are changing for the better.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, even yesterday, I mean, I saw a comment from one man who said, oh, isn't it funny that women only speak up when others come forward?
Mm.
Without a sense of irony that, well, yeah, here we are all coming forward and we're being ostracized for it. So it's a difficult thing because you never know who that's happened to.
When it changes the way you live, so you're worried about walking at a workplace, you're worried about what you're wearing when you're getting up in the morning, whether you should go for that run down that path or maybe not, or what you should wear when you go for that run. I mean, that becomes very crippling, particularly for women.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it? You know, those kinds of issues are changing, and quite often men don't have to worry about many of those issues on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. No, I think, too, the thing that really shocked me is that, as we were saying just then, Matt, that, like, you think that we're learning, we think we're getting better, and yet on the weekend I went and played lawn bowls with friends, right, and had a little event, threw some lawn bowls, had a great time, right? We were absolutely loving it.
Her arthritis is playing up, though.
And I won't say where we were, but the people at the club were very friendly.
Yes.
And everyone was very helpful, saying, do you need anything? Do you want it? Now, obviously, they're pretty much an older generation there.
Yeah.
Right? They were all older players.
Mm.
And towards the end of the day, I went to the bar, and while I was in the bar, and I went there on my own because all my friends were still in the middle of a game, went there on my own and was harassed by a group of men in the bar.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do. Like, one guy who actually was saying, I said, can I walk in there barefoot? We were playing barefoot bowls. And I said, am I allowed in the bar barefoot? And he said, you can take it all off if you like.
Oh.
Right.
And I kind of didn't know what to say. And I was trying to be polite. And then I thought, why am I still being polite? Like, these guys were harassing me. I couldn't get out of the door of the club because one of them thought it was funny to try and keep me in the room.
Yeah.
And I, even as a grown woman, even someone who would never normally tolerate any of this just sort of went, oh, well, they're older and they're a slightly different generation.
So what did you do? Did you laugh with them?
Well, I kind of sort of giggled along and awkwardly, and then when he wouldn't let me out of the room, I actually said, ah, excuse me, this guy is pestering me.
Yeah.
I used the word pestering because I thought that's probably the language that they would understand. That's what it would have been called.
But you're also trying to get yourself out of the situation making too much of a big deal of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was on my own, and I thought, how silly that I went, you know, I went back to my friends and went, wow, I felt really uncomfortable then. And it wasn't that I felt unsafe.
No.
I could have taken any of them on if I had to, only because they were older. But it wasn't that I felt unsafe. It was that I felt ridiculed and I felt really humiliated and I didn't stand up for myself. And I was like, why am I still tolerating this?
And so obviously from their perspective, they thought they were interacting in a funny way with a gorgeous young woman, right?
I guess. Yeah, they thought it was fun and it was all a bit of, oh, we're all being buddies here. But I was like, oh, that and just changed the
these
total.
These are men born in the 30s and 40s perhaps.
Yeah, totally changed the vibe.
And can you see another situation where you might have gone along with that and not felt sort of humiliated or undermined?
Never.
No.
And that's the interesting thing. If it were a younger generation, I would never, ever have tolerated that. And if I were in a room where I saw it happen to somebody else, I would have absolutely stood up and stopped it.
There is a certain kind of bloke out there, and there are way too many of them, that will be, I've got a friend who was in a department store and was approached and was obviously wearing her wedding ring. And this guy said, oh, you're happy in your marriage? Because I'd like to scoop you up and take you back to my lair. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy, obviously, he's a slime ball. Yeah, he's a player and he works on percentages and the rest of it. And maybe he thought that was a great offer. But it's just sleazy. And my friend was scared. You know what I mean? It's on a daily basis.
Yes.
How many other people did he ask that day working on his percentages?
And I think it's sad because there's so many great men out there that really are trying to do the right thing and do stand up for it when they see it happen. They don't let their friends catcall in the street and they don't let those things happen. But it is really unfortunate that it's still going on. And I, you know, happened on the weekend and still didn't stand up for myself. It's a really bizarre kind of concept, I guess, that we know it's still happening.
Yeah, because you've got the forum to do it.
Yeah, and it's very complicated because, of course, you've got the absolute extremes of violence and then you've got the grey area of human interaction where people sometimes step over a line that their line is different to your line and they thought they were being funny and the last thing they wanted to do was make you feel uncomfortable or scared.
No.
You know, and if you told them that, they would probably be mortified to think that they'd made you feel that way.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? I've never known a bloke who's picked up when he's tooted a girl or stuck his head out the window in a car and yelled something.
No.
Funny, isn't it? No. It's never really worked.
Or pinch someone on the bum or grab them. Doesn't work.
Jesus, I need to reassess my tactics.
Yeah, there'll be a few people with the hashtag MeToo campaign on
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
This is embarrassing. Could have been even more dangerous than it was, but police had to use a stinger device to take out the tyres on one of their own vehicles after an alleged car thief took a 30-minute joyride on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is very early in the morning. A police spokesman said the car was stolen from Crown Casino, that complex, at about 4:15 after two officers unfortunately had left it unattended with the keys in the ignition while making an arrest.
Oh, you don't want to be doing that.
We all make mistakes. It could have been worse. It could have left a gun or two there, or maybe the chicken McNuggets and sweet and sour sauce.
It's such a ballsy move, though.
Yeah.
Like, because they were saying they chased this woman and the person that was in the car with her while they were chasing her on foot, her passenger went, I'm going to nick that car.
Yeah.
And just so by the time they came back with the woman to go back to the car, they were watching this other guy drive it away.
Yes. Well, hang on. I mean, it's 4:15 a.m. People could have been forgiven for thinking that it was one of those new fandangle driverless cars. Strange things happen at 4:15, let's be honest.
I just love what people will do to give that. It was obviously a move to say, I'm going to get her out of this. If I steal the car, they'll come after me and then she can run.
Oh, is that what it was?
Well, that's what you'd think it would be, right? Like, it's a distraction.
Yes.
Like, I'll do this over here and then you run. And maybe it didn't work out so well.
It would be horrible for the cops to realise what's happened, but also at that point in time, feel like you're in a scene from one of the Police Academy movies.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Stop it, dirtbag!
And rocking back up to the station. Have you got your car?
Yeah, where's the car?
I always feel for them, though, because they surely, as embarrassing as it would be to leave the keys in the ignition, I also think surely they don't think anyone would be gutsy enough to steal the cop car.
No.
Like, it's pretty safe to leave it with the keys in, because I didn't think anyone would do that.
You wouldn't think so.
No.
Probably happen more if it wasn't with the, you know, something like the Mazdas and that, that have got the, you know, no ignition as such, and you've just got to have your key close by. Because people can start cars, so just get a few metres away and it will conk out. But to have the keys left in the ignition ready to go, that's an opportunist, a criminal opportunist ready to go. That's their invite right there.
Yes, it's a lesson for all of us, really.
Well, they're never living it down.
No, they're not.
At work, like when they go back into the office, it's going to be ongoing for the rest of the year. It'll be like, you guys are the guys that did that.
Oh, who hasn't embarrassed themselves in the work situation? Christmas is coming. There'll be plenty of people post-Christmas party going, look, I'm really sorry about that.
Oh,
I'd had a few too many.
We've all done it. Yeah. We're all rocked up. I've rocked up the next day and gone, oh, I have to face that person that I might have, you know, maybe kissed on the weekend.
Oh, come on. We'd had a few drinks. It was lovely.
Gross.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5. The Juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Ed Sheeran gigs may be in jeopardy after Ed was hit by a car in London while riding his bike.
Ed.
Yeah, this is a sort of a surprise, but Sheeran has posted on Instagram with his arm in a plaster cast and said he's been waiting on medical advice.
Yeah. Right.
He's got a tour of Asia that's meant to be kicking off from October 22nd, and it's his right arm that's in a cast as well, which
guitar
is his guitar arm. Yeah, it's
might
his strumming arm.
Might need a guitarist to tour with, Matt.
You know what? But wouldn't that be cool?
That should be you.
Forget everything I ever said. But you know what? That's better than the left.
Oh, yeah, because he's got more movement, really.
Yeah, you know, you've got to be more dexterous with the left hand.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
If he's a right-hand guitar.
Yes, he is.
He can still strum a bit with his cast.
Listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That was
carry
good.
On.
No, good point. Well, the guitarist talking about it.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, yeah, no, I dare say, too, it's probably a good thing for the driver that hit him that it's Ed Sheeran, because Ed Sheeran's quite a relaxed dude. He's probably unlikely to be the guy who presses charges if you hit him on a bike.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, the driver was Adele because he's challenging her records. It's not good.
Now, Nine's Today host Lisa Wilkinson has quit the show and is moving to Ten.
Right.
Rumours suggest that Wilkinson wanted to match Karl Stefanovic's salary and management at Nine could not reach an agreement with Lisa's people.
Okay.
So yesterday was her last day on air.
How big was this news yesterday afternoon? It was huge, wasn't it?
Well, and it all happened quickly because Lisa Wilkinson put out a post saying, hey, that today was my last show, that was it. Here's a statement from Nine saying she's not coming back. And then within an hour, Channel 10 revealed Lisa's heading over to their network to join Waleed Ali and Carrie Bickmore on the project, which is a bit unusual. I mean, it seems like it might be a holding position until they find another role for her because I can't imagine that Lisa's the right demographic for the project viewers.
Well, on the project, don't they have people like Steve Price?
Pricey comes in, he's a bit older,
But every now and then.
Oh, okay.
And the suggestion has been that Lisa might be on the panel permanently or full-time in a position like Carrie and Waleed. But, and I'm not sure what the hierarchy would be between Wilkinson and Carrie Bickmore.
Carrie was on social media yesterday saying, welcome, my friend, that kind of stuff. There was a lot of that going on amongst these people with great support and a lot of Channel 9 people as well. But if you think about it, Mel Doyle was moved out of Sunrise. Her profile's not as high as it was. And that's going to be really different because their profile's very high in those morning brekkie TV shows.
Well, and when CBS take over 10 properly, they may have other plans in store. But Karl Stefanovic made a speech on Today.
It's safe to say we're all a little bit shocked and it will take a little while to sink in. Thank you for the laughs, the sage advice, the calmness. Oh, the calmness. And thank you for being a great friend.
Well, if you ever leave, Kimber, calmness isn't the word that I'll be using.
No. Did you make it sound more sincere than Carl did?
Yeah.
I felt like that lacked sincerity in his voice.
Kimber, I'd like to thank you for making me a cup of tea every morning when the ones Matt is making.
The tea making.
And CBS are renowned for the news. You know, they did the 60 Minutes thing and so much for all those years. So, you know, the news is going to be a big focus, I imagine, now that they're taking over 10.
And also, too, Elton John is wrapping up his Las Vegas residency, but only after a few more gigs in 2018.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he's added 14 dates to his performances at Caesar's Palace, which will wrap up in May, and then that's it.
Hmm.
Now, he's been in residency there since 2004.
God, he would have made some money.
He's had the odd year or two break in between, but always returned.
I think Celine Dion filled in for him for a while.
Well, yeah, and when he signed in, I think he signed on in 2014 the last time, and he said 3 years and that's it, I'm done, right? But now by extending this season to 2018, they worked out he's basically earning about $500,000 for every show.
Oh, God. I used to get a beer when I performed at the pub.
And a sausage if you're lucky. Yeah. Well, and there's no word yet on who's going to fill his residency. And it's a, you know, it's a big stage.
I mean, Lisa Wilkinson.
He's been performing with people like Celine Dion and, you know, the Backstreet Boys and Lionel Richie. And so, you know, big names.
Time for the Human Nature Boys to step up.
Yeah.
They've had their own gig there. They maybe move to a bigger casino.
Oh, yeah, perhaps. Oh, are they in a small casino? Yeah. I still think they're a pretty big deal, aren't
probably
they?
Making, yeah, maybe not 500, but they'll be splitting some pretty handy coin.
Right, yeah. Say so. That's your daily juice.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Our beloved leader is on the line. It's Mix 94.5 with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Big Mal, good morning.
Good morning to you, Clancy, and hello to you, Kimber and young Matthew. Always a pleasure with you people at Mix 94.5.
Now, Big Mal, the weather here has been a little bit unpredictable, but Australia is facing electricity outages and you've come up with some interesting ways to conserve power over the summer.
Yes, Kimber. We need to face the grim reality that we are using too much power, and so we're offering incentives to people to switch off, which includes movie tickets, massages, non-sporting, a go in my kayak, a jog with Julie Bishop around Gosnells, and a beauty workshop with Michaela Cash, where she shows you how to tighten your own face.
And so why are we running short of electricity?
Well, when the warmer weather kicks in, and all of the constituents in the eastern suburbs, Matthew, and I'm talking Watsons, Potts, Vaucluse, up the Parper, very similar to your Dalkeith and Peppermint Grove, they fire up their pool filters, their creepy crawlies, barracudas, zodiacs and gators, and it takes enough power to light up Geraldton. So that's why there's a sucking on the power. But leaves really do make the pool look unsightly, don't they?
They
do. It'd be nice if the pool switched off, headed to the shopping centre. They like them all. So get up there, have a chocolate milk and some durries or what have you and enjoy yourself.
Feeling like a chocolate milk now. Hey, Big Mal, I know you've gone toe-to-toe a few times with Lisa Wilkinson, but the biggest news in the land, she's left 9 and going to 10.
Yes, I've had some run-ins with her and finally some showbiz news from you guys. Lisa has constantly cut me off in the past in interviews, but I do admire her. And it's interesting that she's leaving 9 because of a pay dispute and going somewhere where she won't be paid.
Yes.
So, coming off her nose to spite her face. I mean, what's she going to do at 10? Join the crew at Ramsey Street and become Dr. Carl's new love interest? Or become a new judge on MasterChef and blow out like the rest of those three fatties? Or replace Arthur on Studio 10? Anyway, good on her. But why does her husband insist on wearing that stupid red bandana?
Yeah, no.
I mean, he's not a pirate, is he?
No.
He's just a verbose fool. Before I go, I'd just like to... Should we get stuck further into Fitzy?
Yeah, why not? He wrote a book about it.
What a big tool he is. Before I go, I just want to say that Mix 94.5 rocks Bassendine.
Oh, Basso.
Good on you, Basso.
No swannies.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, you know, I'm a bit of a handyman. I decorated my local coffee bar owner's home on the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Yeah, he wanted the flat white.
Yep. Lucky there's so much of that, like, traffic sound and stuff in the background,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah.
I should have left you hanging longer, shouldn't I, Paulie?
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber are only a click of a button away. Just like keeping your whole house cool in summer with Panasonic and Ford and Doonan air conditioning.